My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, so we have a quote from Jack Flaherty about getting scratched today. This is from Evan Petzold. Tigers right-hander Jack Flaherty, I'm being scratched tonight. Quote, it's not my decision to make a pitch when I'm told to pitch. Also, Casey Mize getting moved to the 60-day DL, and he does not seem very happy about it. He said the following, I want to play. I feel like I'll be ready prior to that, to be honest. That missed time is definitely frustrating for a team that I feel like needs me. So there you go. There's your Casey Mize update. Apparently, the Tigers said to Mize, we need the roster spot, bro.
Yeah, go figure it out. We'll see you in 2 months.
248-539-9797.
Or next year.
Or I was trying to be nice.
Or maybe never. I mean, come on. Isn't it crazy
you know
how...
What? If you want, you can go room with Torque. How about that?
Right. Do you want to get sent down? That was mean.
What?
No, mean.
That was factual.
Okay,
that wasn't mean.
No, I was saying I was mean. I said, do you want to get sent down? And I said, that was mean. Just calling myself mean.
Okay.
Yeah. So in case you missed it, John Morosi joined the show. A 50% chance Scooble gets dealt. We talked about that. Flaherty scratch. Looks like it's only a matter of time before he gets dealt. So how you feeling? 248-539-9797. And have you come to the realization that Scooble might get traded, and can you accept that? Will you accept that? There's many Tiger fans that are like, dude, I'm quitting the Tigers forever if they trade Scooble.
They're not going to quit forever. But what they are, because in their world, it's like when Verlander went and won the World Series with the Astros, and, you know, it was the Detroit Astros because that's the closest that you were going to get. Or... When the Lions traded Stafford and we became the, you know, Detroit Rams.
Oh, because, I remember that.
Yeah, but because you
blame cookies
because,
for that.
Right, but because you don't see good things happening here. So that's like, we have something good, let's keep them here. But I'm saying, if you can do this, and this is where it gets lost in the sauce. Not saying that they should trade him. I'm saying, if you are offered a type of deal that John Morosi talked about where Baltimore is sending you four or five of their best players, guys who two of them could be playing this weekend for you in the everyday lineup and would greatly improve your team with an everyday players, you make the deal.
He kept saying blockbuster, Rico. Kept saying blockbuster. When's the next chance you're going to have a chance for a blockbuster? I'm not talking about the video store either.
Right.
As a big fan. You know, they closed. I still owe them like $30. I know that shocks you. I think I'm in the clear, though.
I think we know why they closed now.
Right.
I'm in the clear. 248-539-9797. Chris, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, so I think ultimately what this comes down to is a real test for Ilitch. Like, if he's actually committed to building a winning team, right, you make the trade, which kind of sucks because you don't get a lefty like this very often. But I just don't know that I have faith that he's really going to pay him $40 million a year and keep him for, 5 years after his arbitration runs out. So ultimately, what I think is that everybody's fear is that by trading him, you realize that now we're Tampa Bay or we're Oakland, where it's like, hey, this is our payroll. This is what we're going to do. Summers aren't, so fun to go to the ballpark anymore, and everything's expensive and whatever, whatever. But it's just where I'm at is it's like a sad reality that trading him is kind of just given up. We're going to wait till 2026. We call everybody up. Our payroll is going to be, bottom five, bottom six, and you just kind of go from there.
Chris, I think it comes down to, what are they capable of next year if they don't trade
him? So I think the real year is 2026, right? Okay. I think that's
But that means you only have 1 year left with Tarek Skubal. And Chris, ask yourself this. When Skubal's 30 years old and he's done with his contract, and odds are, unless he fires Boris, that he's going to go to the last year of his deal.
Paid.
Right. So are you going to pay him whatever it would take? And I don't know, $30 million, $35 million a season. Are you going to pay him that? Is he still going to be good? Furthermore, he's going to be 30, past his prime a little bit. And then you have to wonder about the arm history and everything else that kind of comes with it. And then you also ask yourself, too, I've heard Caputo say this many times. I'll do it in my Caputo voice. Eventually you might have to trade him. Well, if you are sold on the fact eventually you might have to trade him, you best trade him now because he'll never be more valuable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So I agree, but if you can get Holiday, which solves our shortstop problem, and you can get their number two or three guy and a couple others, then yeah, you have to do it. But to me, that really doesn't solve the question of, are the Tigers committed to winning? Because I really don't know that they are. They don't offer, since he's taken over, they don't offer big contracts to anybody. They're all 1 to 2 year deals. They've got a great pitching coach, and they've turned a couple of pitchers that had a couple of below average years the year before and gotten some decent prospects for him. But ultimately, we do not know
if
Ilitch is about making money or if he's about trying to win.
Yeah, but you have no choice. Like, I would make the argument if Chris Ilitch isn't serious.
You have a choice because you can wait one more year. You can hold on to Scuba one more year. Would you get the same offer?
No, I don't think so.
We don't even know if it is an offer. You might not.
Chris, you're giving up three. You're giving a team three postseasons with the potential Cy Young winner. Next year, it's only going to be two postseasons. Not to mention, again, the injury factor.
Okay, and he's had an arm injury, and you know what? Nice. Nowadays, everybody gets hurt, so you can't live in fear. You just can't. That's not how you build a team.
But you also have to be smart
Otherwise,
building your team,
off
right?
Every pitcher.
Yeah, but Chris, if you are under the belief that Chris Ilitch will not spend, if you're under that belief,
I'm not sure that I am.
Work with me. If you think he won't spend. Yeah. You best trade Tarek Skubal because, A, he's not going to extend him when it comes time for that contract, and, B, what you could get for Skubal could potentially still work out if your owner's not spending.
I agree. This is going to be the maximum that you're ever going to get for him. I 100% agree. My concern is that we're going to do this every year for the rest of our lives. Like, every year, hey, we got a good player. Hey, we trade. Like, are we going to trade? You know, who's going to be next?
Chris, I appreciate the call, but that's not true, though. That's not true. Has one person said trade Riley Green? Anybody say trade Riley Green?
No, but
nobody said that.
Because that's where Tigers fans are, because it feels like, well, we just finally got a star player. Riley Green's not big enough yet, because the second he's big enough yet, let's trade him to the Yankees. Let's trade him to the Dodgers.
But no, people need to wrap their head around the fact that the last 10 years of Tiger baseball stunk because the guy running the show stunk. And unfortunately, even though you said, like, hey, the rebuild's over, or Al Avila, with the exception of, like, trading for Reese Olson, stunk. So unfortunately, it's the boat we're in. You got to start over. But there will come a time, hopefully sooner rather than later, you don't trade anybody. You turn into buyers at the deadline. You trade into Baltimore. Like, you hope to be like Baltimore, where you draft so well and were led to believe that the Gattagles and the Clarks.
Well, here's the thing. You hope to be like Baltimore, where you actually have players who are being blocked. Down the line, you can now you're the opposite of Baltimore. We're talking about, well, you know what? We got a bunch of players down in Toledo or down in AA. They're never going to help this team right now, so let's move them and go bring this one guy in to help become a World Series contender.
All right, last one on this, right? Kevin in Windsor, you're on the ticket. What's up, Kevin?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. However, I got to tell you that football and baseball, two different worlds, okay? You're drafting kids that are in high school, okay? Penei Sewell will look good in a Lions uniform 1 year after college. These guys that you're drafting in high school, so you don't even know whether they're going to sell insurance or whether they're going to play baseball by the time they're 21 years old. So it's a loser's battle building through the draft. You've got a guy now. So a bird in the hand is better than three in the bush. The guys that you are going to get, they could be the next Spencer Torkelson.
Yeah, but Kevin, you got a guy, right? You got one guy. And then if you add your offensive core, you got four guys. And then if we think you're not, hold on, Kev, if you think you're not going to spend money, if you think you're not going to, how do you expect to get better?
No. But see, here's the problem, Kevin. You're saying, yes, they could be the next Torkelson. They could be bad because in your mind, you can't conceive the fact that maybe you could get the better part of the deal. Why? Because the Tigers never win these things.
Right. And Kevin, this is what you do if you don't make the playoffs.
General manager, he traded Andrew Miller and the next Cameron Maben. And these guys were supposed to be the next be-all, end-all. Guess what? They weren't. And guess who we got? We got Miguel Cabrera.
We're on the wrong side of the deal. Kevin, okay, so what do you propose? That you keep Tarek Skubal and do what exactly?
Buy a bat. Trade for a bat. Do something in the offseason. Get us a 35 home run hitter that you can sit in the middle of the lineup, and we'll live with Colt Keith. We'll live with,
All right, so Kev, you're just cool with being mediocre the rest of the way as long as you get to watch Skubal every 50.
No, Kevin, I see where Kevin is coming from, Rieger. And it's where I was in this past offseason, Kevin. Okay, you have about $120 million to spend just to get the league average. Go spend it.
Okay, if they do, then fine. But are they going to spend it is the question. Because if they don't, it is the biggest sin ever.
Am I going to be a Tiger fan or am I going to be a Yankee fan? But do you
think they'll spend it based off their history?
That's a great question by Hatchet, Kevin. Answer that one.
I would hope so. If not, it's just have
a so then no.
So you're screwed.
So then no.
Hey, Kev, we appreciate it, my friend. But see, that's the thing. You're screwed either way then, right? Oh, that was fun. Nicely done, David. 248-539-9797. How about a little football next? Is that what we're doing?
Let's get a little football.
Let's get some football. They're sick of this baseball stuff. Unless somebody gets traded at the break. Then we'll be back with some baseball. 97 won the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.